It's Morning Edition from NHPR.
This is my first time trying to capture a loon by hand. It may not try to hurt you, but the bottom line is it could.
Northwoods Law, New Hampshire is back for another season. The reality show follows a group of New Hampshire Fish and Game conservation officers in the line of duty. That includes everything from rescues in the White Mountains to patrolling the seacoast. The second season premieres Sunday at 9 on Animal Planet. Colonel Kevin Jordan from New Hampshire Fish and Game is here to tell us about the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to tell us about more about the show as you head into season two.
Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
You can remind us, how did the idea for this show first come about?
It actually started, I believe it was the sixth or seventh season for Engel Entertainment. They had done a number of other states to include Maine, Texas, and they approached us. Now, it's been 2 years now ago with the idea, and I was pretty apprehensive at first.
So you say you were a little apprehensive.
A little bit in the beginning, yeah.
Well, until we started meeting. What changed your mind?
Well, meeting with them and laying out, they gave us the opportunity, they being Engel Entertainment, gave us the opportunity to lay out our expectations, what we would like to achieve. And they were excited about those same goals. And so we decided to take the risk and move forward with it.
So how was that first season for you? How did it go?
It went very well. It was highly successful, in my opinion. We received nothing but positive feedback on the show. It was well received. I think it opened the eyes of some of our New Hampshire citizens, which was kind of cool to do. It showcased what the state of New Hampshire has to offer in outdoor recreation and opportunities and the benefits of the staff at New Hampshire Fish and Game, their hard work, and how the state benefits from that.
Any apprehension from their standpoint of having a camera crew kind of following them around as they're trying to do their job?
A little bit, yeah. I think in the beginning, the unknown part of it was a bit of a concern. They've all, the main characters of it, and they kind of formed who they wanted on it. And those individuals have kind of come to accept it. They've worked. This is a great camera crew. They're very fit. They go on hikes with us, and they're very good about basically doing their job but not getting in the way. And so I think everybody has adapted pretty well to it.
Have there been instances where they said, look, we got to stop. You guys need to step back here.
Oh, yes.
We've got
many,
a situation going
many,
on.
Many, yes. And especially in a search or a drowning mission where we've just put the brakes on. And they're incredible about that. They understand that. They're very sensitive about they being the camera crew, and they will stop filming or step back. We also kept... they offered us the editing rights for each show, so we
you get final edit.
I do, and I got to tell you, that's the only way I would do it, and in the beginning, and that has worked out very well for us.
So after having gone through the first season, and now with the second season is finished, I assume obviously
it
before
is.
It airs, you've
yes.
got the season in the can. What have you learned about what goes into making this kind of show?
I've learned a great deal, probably more than I ever wanted to know about television. The different terminology and how I had no idea how much work goes into a single episode. It is a good deal of work.
And it's a slow process.
It's a slow process, and these are very talented people who do this all the time. And they had to be very patient to bring us up to speed, those of us that had no idea. And they put us in a very important role, so we had to get up to that speed. So literally when these episodes come in, we have to drop whatever we're doing, take, 15 minutes and review it. Any one episode we've seen, when I say we, the command staff has seen probably four times. Because once the edits are made, then we see it again to make sure all our concerns were addressed. And so it's a long process.
Does that take you away from other duties?
We fit it in. We end up taking it home. We download it and take it home and view it. It's a quieter setting, and it's easier to do it at home. And so a lot of it's done on our time, which is good. So, no, it hasn't interfered, really. We've been able to manage it.
Can you give us some highlights of what's to come this season, or
yeah.
are you sworn to secrecy?
No, I'm sworn to secrecy, but I can. I've never been very good at that, so I can tell you that you're going to see some great investigations made. You're going to see some search and rescue missions that are dangerous. You're going to see some of the challenges that they face above tree line on Mount Washington. You're going to see some tragedy. I mean, you can't avoid that. It's something we deal with, and that's the real part of the job, and you're going to see a little piece of that. You're going to see a lot of interactions with some kids this year in this session, in this season, which is very positive, and I'm glad to see that. And it's going to be exciting.
Colonel Kevin Jordan, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.